I always believe that the auditory pathway is even harder, especially teaching it to students who've never learned it before. Okay, going back to the ear, and we already did the anatomy. Let's do this real quick again. Sound enters your ear canal. It's going to strike off your tympanic membrane, which is going to basically act like a big drum. And that's going to cause vibration in those three ossicles, what, malleus, incus, and stapes. Okay, and then that stapes is going to abut something called the oval window, which is the entrance kind of to the inner ear. And now what we have is the cochlea. Okay, in that cochlea, you have three different ducts. Okay, you have a duct on the top of the cochlea, which you're going to see in the picture next to me, called the vestibular duct or the scala vestibuli. You have a duct on the bottom called the tympanic duct or the scala tympani. Then you have a duct in the middle called the cochlear duct. Okay, the tympanic and the vestibular ducts are filled with a fluid called perilymph, and then the cochlear duct is filled with a fluid called endolymph, just in case you needed to know that, okay? So if we go back to that stapes, okay, remember it's vibrating, do the sound entering your ear, and the stapes is going to start causing vibrations in the fluid of that cochlea, especially the fluid of that vestibular duct, okay? And those fluids are gonna keep vibrating. This wave is going to keep vibrating through that vestibular duct all the way through to where the vestibular duct and the tympanic duct join up at this place called the helical tremor. And those fluid waves will continue all the way through that tympanic duct to the round window, which is kind of the other window that abuts the middle ear there. And that round window can kind of bulge out due to the pressure of these fluids. But really what's happening, if you go back to these two ducts, this vestibular tympanic duct, when we create these waves of fluid due to the vibrations from the stapes, those waves of fluid are gonna stimulate these little hair cells embedded in the cochlear duct. So in the cochlear duct, you have this thing called the basilar membrane, okay? And the basilar membrane is embedded with these little hair cells that have these things called stereocilia, okay? So when the fluid vibrations stimulate the stereocilia of the hair cells, this is going to lead to those electrical signals that we're trying to create. So really, if you think about hearing, it's waves of fluid stimulating hair cells, and those little hair cells are going to create the action potential that's gonna lead to hearing. Okay, the difference in the frequencies, okay, if the fluid waves are stimulating hair cells near the oval window, near the entrance to that vestibular duct, that's going to be responsible for our higher frequencies of sound. And that's just because the stereocilia and the basal membrane are a little bit more stiff here. So it requires higher frequencies to create the sound. And then as we go towards the apex of the cochlea to that helical tremor, where the vestibular and tympanic ducts meet, that's going to be more responsible for our lower frequencies because the stereocilia and the basal membrane are less stiff. So it's a little bit more responsive to those lower frequencies of sound. So once those specialized hair cells of the organ of Corti are stimulated, this will send information, these action potentials, to the eighth cranial nerve, which is the vestibulocochlear nerve. Okay, and then from there, it's going to send signals up through the cochlear branch of that nerve, through the brain into the inferior colliculi of the midbrain. Again, we did superior colliculi for vision. The inferior colliculi allows us to have head movements regards to sound. So as I'm in this room, if somebody walked through that door, my head's going to move that way because I hear it. And that's because those auditory pathways going into the inferior colliculi of the midbrain. And then from there, they'll continue to the thalamus. It's got a specialized nuclei in there called the medial nucleus of the thalamus. And from there, the thalamus will relay this auditory information ultimately to the temporal lobe where your auditory cortex is. So very complex for hearing, but I hope you guys were able to make some sense with that with the pictures that I'm showing you.